Authorities in Jordan have reportedly released a female suicide bomber in a prisoner swap with the Islamic State militant group, but it's unclear who the IS is going to free in return, a Japanese hostage or a captured Jordanian pilot. Syria's pan-Arab Al-Mayadeen TV says the woman, Sajida al-Rashawi, has entered Syrian territory, and the IS will exchange the Japanese hostage with her in Syria's northern province of Al-Raqqa. But earlier in the day, Jordan's information minister said the country would exchange the suicide bomber for the pilot, without mentioning the Japanese hostage. The IS had threatened to kill the two hostages within 24 hours, late Wednesday night Japan time, unless al-Rashawi was freed. That deadline has now passed. Israeli Prime Minister is vowing to respond forcefully to missile attacks from Hezbollah militants. Benjamin Netanyahu made the remarks after Israeli forces traded fire with the Hezbollah militants on the Lebanese border, which has so far led to the death of at least two Israeli soldiers and a Spanish UN peacekeeper. The UN Security Council is to discuss the fighting during an emergency meeting in New York that's been called by France. The cross-border violence erupted when Israeli military vehicles were struck by anti-tank missiles by Hezbollah militants in a tract of land where the borders of Israel, Lebanon, and Syria meet.